So, we're launching a brand new series. And I guess the fact that we have made a bit of a big transition last year, I mean, we were supposed to all die. Remember, May, it started first. We were going to die in 2011. Some pastor from America kind of got it a little bit wrong. Then he readjusted the dates, said it was October, and then we all waited for October, and we're still here. So my encouragement to you is, like, keep living. Rumors of our demise have been greatly exaggerated. But we've left behind. It's kind of like we're welcoming 2012, but we spare a thought for 2011. I mean, you can see 2011, he's just sad, he's off disappearing into the distance. The old is behind us, the new has come. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to think of one thing that you're not sad to see goodbye, say goodbye to in 2011, and I want you to share that with the person next to you. And I also want you to look and say, there's one thing that I'm looking forward to in 2012. Like, maybe you're saying, oh, I had to live in Nelspruit, but now I'm in Joburg, and now this is going to be awesome. You know what I mean? I'm Northcliffe now. I was at Peter Wickelfontein School in Plaas Doppies. Okay, so I've kind of changed, whatever it is. Pair up right where you are with someone. Is everyone happy to say goodbye to something? Yeah. Everyone happy to look forward to something else, something good? Yeah, yeah. I read this week that 79% of Canadians, how many of you have been to Canada before? Sure, that's a lot of Canadians, eh? Jonathan and others, you've actually been to Canada. 79% of them, that's where Lolu and Hillary and Ife are, huh? Schooling and living and studying. They made a New Year's resolution last year. And I wonder if you did. And there could be things like, I'm going to drink less. I'm going to smoke less. I'm going to enjoy life, take a trip. I loved this. I saw this. Someone wrote, firstly, they wrote, for example, number one, exercise 30 minutes a day. And they changed it to think about exercising for 5 seconds a month. Then they chose lose 30 pounds to lose 5 ounces by Christmas. They eat more vegetables, became eat more BLTs. Anyone know what a BLT is? I think it's a bacon, lettuce, tomato sandwich. Is that right? Something like that. Watch less TV, became watch less forwarded pet videos. You can see the person's changing their mindset. 30 minutes on Facebook became 90 minutes on Facebook in the morning and then at night. Cut back fast food became just cut back fasting. And then go to Vespers and potluck, go to church potluck more. And then keep the resolutions this year. Try to keep the resolutions till Epiphany. New Year's resolutions. I found this one. I thought it was really cool. My resolution will be to create some new music. Isn't that awesome? Maybe a new dance, a new style. Maybe you'd create something that will just blow the world away. Some new product, something brand new. Well, our church has come up with a New Year's resolution. It's almost like you can see youth in those windows upstairs. Some of us are up there. But the whole church has decided, let's create a kind of like a resolution. We're going to call it a vision statement. And here it is. Our vision is that we see lives, communities, and society transformed through discipleship in the Word, the presence of God, and the power of God. A brand new resolution. Okay? Why don't we say it together with the help of some images? We see lives, no, I'm doing this on my own and I'm dying here. We see lives, communities, and society transformed through discipleship in the Word, the presence of God, and the power of God. Okay, so today I just want to focus on the first two words. I'm going to take the next 39 weeks to walk through this mission statement. So today, we see. We. I don't know if you realize that. It's not I see. It's we see. It's we. It's we. You get it? And if you swing it around, it's not me. It's we. There's so much that we can do together, like we will rock you. It's not the same to say, hey, babe, I will rock you. I mean, that's lame. Freddie Mercury didn't sing, I will rock you. It's like, I will rock you. Oh, bring it on, brother. You're going to really rock me. I'm just waiting to see. It's we. Can you imagine the President of the United States saying, yes, I can? I mean, he wouldn't be in power. but he gathered people together. Could you imagine joining hands in the struggle and saying, I shall overcome? Like, yippee, who are you? But we, watch out, we are strong. Like, we love Apple. Okay, some of you are BlackBerry people and you suck. But maybe not a good example, right? But there are some things that you can't do on your own. You can't do tug of war on your own. Stop pulling on a rope if no one's on the other side. Because all you're going to do is you're going to fall on your back, okay? Helen Keller said this, alone we can do so little, together we can do so much. Do you want to do a little? Then do it alone. You want to do much? Do it together. Do it with others. There's an amazing Bible verse. These are two Bible characters. Ecclesiastes chapter 4. Two people are better than one because they together they have a good reward for their hard work. Two people are better than one. They can get more done. You try to take an engine out of a motor car on your own. It's going to fall on your foot. It's going to hurt. You're going to hurt bad. You're going to hurt all the way to Guy Fawkes. And then it's going to hurt until Easter after that. Don't do it on your own. The verse carries on. If one falls, the other can help his friend get up. But how tragic it is it for the one who is all alone when he falls, there's no one to help him get up. Have you seen the movie 24 Hours? What's it called? 25 Hours something. That guy that goes abseiling. He goes out into the mountains like in the Rockies or something. He's on his own. He doesn't tell anyone where he's going. And he falls down a crevice, and his hand gets stuck under a rock. And he has to, I won't spoil it, spoiler alert, he has to saw his hand off. It's the most brilliant piece of movie making ever. Because when you have to cut through your nerves, it's like, zzz, if you ever have to do it. Some people have to chew through their nerves because they don't have a copy knife in their back pocket. So if you ever have to chew through your nerves, know that it's going to hurt. Rather, take someone with you, and you don't have to chew through your arm. I don't know about you, but I'd prefer not to chew my arm off. You know, I'd rather have a bar one or a Kit Kat than chew my arm off. I know it's juicy, but I don't want to go there. I'm going to do it. And the Bible told him, if he had only read his Bible, don't go alone. Tragic. And it goes on. It says, if two people lie down together, they can keep warm, but how can one person keep warm? Now, you're only allowed to do this if you're lost in the snow. You can't go lying around with people at Ignite Youth. There's like rules. I mean, we make the rules, right? So if it's snowing and it's cold, you can huddle up. But if you're cold on a Friday night, you can ask for a hug from a buddy. It's cool. Oh, not a guy, like a girl, because then people are going to be like, what's going on? Hey, what's what? What's what, James? James? James and John? You know? What's the steal? So if two people lie down together, and in fact, it's a survival thing that if you in the snow, you want to huddle together. We were camping somewhere as a family in this big tent, the Eccles tent. And it was like last year sometime. And like it was freezing cold. We were in the Kruger in July, I think it was. Freezing cold. So we decided that all of us are going to get onto like one airbed and we're going to like huddle up. Eventually it was too hot in the tent. But on your own, you can't. Great wisdom. This is a book. A great, quite like a holy book. And it's got some wise words. The last verse in it, but one, says, though one person may be overpowered by another, two people can resist one opponent. If I'm in a fight, I want to have someone who's watching my back. I almost want to stand back to back. Because then I reckon I could beat up the whole of Parktown Boys if there was a mate and I and we're standing back to back. And we've got swords and guns and bazookas and light machine guns. Because then I think it would be a no win. You can't do that at Greenside High. Those guys are strong. But the little Mickey Mouse guys at Parktown Boys and Northcliffe, it's push over. So though one person may be overpowered by another, two people can resist one opponent. In fact, when I was a soldier, we didn't engage, and I know this is going to sound like we were wusses, but we wouldn't engage the enemy unless we overpowered them 5-1. Sure, sometimes I got shot and I had to shoot back. Then I wasn't waiting like, hey, we need more people. Then I'm just shooting, throwing bombs and all sorts of stuff. But we had this policy that we would do a tactical withdrawal. Turn and run screaming for your life is a modern way of saying that. Two people can be overpowered by another. One person, but you put two together and wow. Now, this is interesting because it also says that a triple braided rope is not easily broken unless you're bungee jumping at Vic Falls and you're Australian. Have you seen that video on YouTube? You must find it and watch it. It's absolutely hilarious because as she leaves that thing, as that rope starts to take, it just snaps. And she got, and I've stood up there. I've been at that falls. I was too scared to jump, and I'm glad I didn't now. But she lands in the water, not too gentle, mind you. I mean, if you've seen her injuries, it's like horrendous all over her body. But and then the what's worse is that part of that rope gets caught under a rock, and she's in this raging, it's the Zambezi River, if I'm right. Am I right? And she's like drowning now, and she had to bite off her arm. No, she didn't bite off her arm. She got loose from the rock. Okay? She bit the rock. Rather bite the rock than your arm because it doesn't taste so bad. Now, if it's a triple braided rope, it's not going to snap. So I don't know what happened to the guys that were doing that. So I don't know about you, but I'm not jumping in a hurry. Now, one more thing I want you to share. What is something that you can't really do on your own, but it's best done together? Okay, turn to that friend and like see if you can come up with something really creative. Okay, who's come up with a great idea yet? Shout it out. Yes. Sex. You can't do it on your own. You shouldn't. It cheapens the real thing. Okay? Awesomeness. That's great. What? Soccer. Have you ever played on your own? It's like you'll win, but it's not fun. Monopoly. That's not fun. A band. I mean, have you seen the one-man band guy? He's got like things over here, and he's like pinching his butt cheeks. He's got like a little thing at the back. It's like just stupid. He's blowing a mouth. No one plays mouth organ except the one-man band guy. You know what I mean? He's got a banjo that he's playing with his teeth. No, you're right. You can't be a one-man band. Another idea. Chess. Oh, you can play the computer. You need the computer at least. Eh? You can't love alone or laugh alone. Oh, you can't. Laugh. What's laugh? Oh, laugh. He's from New Zealand. He's got that accent from New Zealand. There are some things that you can't or shouldn't do alone, okay? I want to show you the importance of going from me to we with a little video clip that James's dad found this week called The First Follower. Here we go. So we're wanting people to follow and be courageous and join in. You see, you might just be that missing piece. If you've ever done a puzzle, you know that you don't want to get near the end and you realize there's a piece missing or something. Each one of you, your faces are needed in this puzzle that's coming. So team up. It's time to team up. There's no I in team. Have a look at that. Can you find the I? No, it's we. It's together. We're teaming up. Here's another great example of what you can do if you work together.
To travel in groups. Take the bus. The lane.
Okay, my encouragement is not that you need to start catching the bus to school, okay? If you are, that's cool. But it's about what we can do together that we can't do on our own. We can because we think we can. What we can do together. You know, it was people that changed this country. This country would still suck today if it wasn't for people who stood up together, they brought change. It wasn't one little old guy with a bald head who changed this country. It was a movement, a mass movement from someone first. And so, do you notice that the vision thing starts, we see. It's about seeing. Seeing and seeing together. Here's what happens when there is no vision. Where there is no vision, the people perish. It's vision that gives us hope for the future. It gives us an ability to look forward, to forget about what's gone behind. Here's my challenge to you this year. Don't live in the past. Don't deny the past. Don't pretend the past didn't happen. But look to the future and dream a better future. There is a better future waiting for you, and we're going to make it happen together. This is a year of dreaming and working together so God can change the world through us, so that He can make this world a better place. We are His only option. He has no plan B. It's you and I. John Lennon said, "A dream you dream alone is only a dream, but a dream you dream together is reality." Let's dream it together. Let's dream together a new and better future. I'd never heard this before. I stumbled across it this week. It said, imagine with all your mind. That's where it starts. It starts in the imagination. Imagining a better future with all my mind. Putting my mind to it and imagining. Second, believe with all your heart. Believe. This is going to be amazing. This is going to be different. And then achieve with all your might. It's a bit of a play on love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, and your soul. But imagine with all your mind. Believe with all your heart and achieve with all your might. So here's what we're going to be after. We're going to explore the rest of this in the weeks that lie ahead. We see lives, communities, and society transformed through discipleship in the Word, through the presence and the power of God. Now, I think you know it already, but say it with me. We see lives, communities, and society transformed through discipleship in the Word, the presence of God, and the power of God. Are you up for this? I'm up for changing things just a little bit. Being changed. Seeing my society and community changed by God's presence and His power as we dig into the Word. Let's pray together. Father God, we bring ourselves to You at the start of this year. We're still in this mix of emotions of the last year that's gone before and what this year is going to be like. Some of us have only just started this week, maybe at new schools. And Lord, it's a little bit daunting for some of us. And maybe there's some challenges that lie ahead. But Lord, we're going to look to You. We're going to look to You, Lord God, to do something really significant. And I want to give an opportunity for anyone who's kind of feeling a bit uncertain as we stay in prayer here. And I want to pray that God would allow this to be a really, really significant year. So if you in any way feeling like, you know, I don't know where this year is going. I don't know what I should be doing. I'm at this new school maybe. If you've made any sort of transition, why don't you stand right where you are? And I'm going to pray that God will just come and work in a real powerful way. If you're feeling overwhelmed, you've already got 36 projects. You don't know how the heck you're going to do it all. Or it's like there's no airtime left and it's still a week to go. Any challenge you feel, stand where you are and I'm going to pray. Lord, we come before You now, Lord God, and we look to You, the God of all hope. And I come right now, Lord, and I say, would You see every single person standing before You, and would You come and invade their situation? Come and bring an awareness that You are with them. And Lord, I pray that any mountains that they have climbed would become stepping stones to where You are leading them. And I pray any obstacle in their way would just become an opportunity for them to grow stronger and to become all that You've called them to be. This is going to be a year in which You go further than You've been before, that You accomplish greater things. And even though it's maybe starting out a little bit uncertain and you insecure, know this, that God is with you, and greater is He that is within you than he that is in the world. And nothing is greater than God's ability to lead you through whatever situation you're going through. And Lord, bring change where change is needed. Bring understanding where understanding is needed. And won't You go before in a really powerful way in the name of Jesus. Won't You sit? So God, we commit ourselves to You. We know, Lord God, that we're with You. Even if we're in a furnace, we're with You and Your angels are with us. So, Lord, we tackle this new year, this new era that lies ahead of us. We do so with boldness. And, Lord, we want to pray that this journey this year at Ignite Youth and wherever You place us is going to be a truly significant one. We see change and transformation coming, both in our lives and in the lives of people around us. And we pray that this will be a truly dynamic year. We pray this in the awesome name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen.